Welcome to the Nonlinear Library, where we use text-to-speech software to convert the best writing from the rationalist and EA communities into audio. This is Notes on How I Want to Handle Criticism, published by Lizka on June 8, 2023 on the Effective Altruism Forum. TL, Dr. Epistemic Status, quick post mostly comprised of bullet points. I have a pretty public-facing role, so I get a fair amount of feedback, both negative and positive, on my work from different people. A while back, I wrote a doc for myself on how I want to respond to this kind of negative feedback, and related stuff. Then I shared the doc with some folks I know and work with to get input on it, then never shared it further. There's been more related discussion recently, so I thought I'd share it now. I haven't really updated it except to add the introductory notes, before the first actual section, some links, and a picture. Sections. Notes on criticism. How I want to handle criticism. What I want to do to shift towards handling criticism better. Bonus. Notes on how to share criticism in ways that make this process easier for the one being criticized. I use the word criticism here for a pretty vague broad class of things that includes things like negative feedback and people sharing that they think I'm wrong in some important way. Other things are also arguably criticism, like people pointing out specific minor errors, but those are easier for me to handle, so I wasn't really focusing on them when I wrote this. Please don't interpret this as a request to stop sharing feedback. Feedback has often helped me improve my work and grow. I do think there are better and worse ways of sharing feedback, though, see more below. Notes on criticism. These were kind of used like lemmas for the original doc, claims to help arrive at my conclusions. What's the point of engaging with criticism? To improve what I'm working on now. To learn something I might be able to use in the future. Something about supporting communal norms around engaging with good faith criticism. Sometimes criticism isn't really criticism and shouldn't be, it could be reframed as a suggestion. Criticism can be wrong. Fear of criticism can discourage action in bad ways. How I want to handle criticism. Steal a minute before updating on it, or try to understand the other person's point of view if I first want to respond to it. Consider it rationally, and avoid over-updating on it. Criticism can be wrong. Actually listen to it, and stare into the abyss if the criticism is potentially scary. Welcome it and be grateful for it, and avoid preemptively guarding against it by being vague. Acknowledge explicitly, to myself and ideally to the person criticizing me, where I was wrong, if I was. Avoid feeling like I need to justify everything to everyone, especially when this is taking time or energy. Avoid letting fear of criticism stop me from doing things I endorse doing. Interpret it in a productive way. What should I learn? How should I change my behavior, if at all? And avoid immediately judging myself, worrying that it means that I'm terrible in some deep important way. Related, flinching away from truth is often about protecting the epistemology. Relatedly, avoid overinterpreting. Avoid thinking that whoever is passing this on must think that I'm terrible in many other ways. If it's very aggressive, get some help dealing with it. Allow myself to engage with it in healthy ways. For example, don't go headfirst into the criticism out of a misguided impulse towards epistemic bravado. Sometimes I'm emotionally overwhelmed. It's okay to listen to and process the criticism later. If someone is giving me feedback, I can ask them to write it down and send it a little later. If I have an email, I can snooze it until next week. A method that a friend proposed but that I've never tried is asking a friend to read the criticism and to contextualize it for me. I assume the process is something like, this is pretty chill, don't worry about it, or hey, this is a criticism of your work on X, it's pretty harsh. It sounds pretty reasonable, but even if it's all true, it doesn't mean you're bad or anything like that. Things I want to avoid. Strawmanning it, or responding to it in its weak, butterfly, form and crushing it. Getting grumpy or defensive. Over deferring to people whose opinions I particularly respect, or, potentially worse, to those whose assessment of me matters to me. Or allowing for information cascades. It seems important to try to understand if the criticism is independent or not. Lumping it in with other kinds of criticism that I've heard in the past, which weren't compelling, and dismiss it altogether. Judging myself quite harshly. Letting it become an uck field because I feel bad or guilty about it. What I want to do to shift towards handling criticism better. List how I want to handle criticism, get input on the list, adapt it, and read it carefully again plus iterate, this. Practice. Do stuff. Put my opinions and work out in public. Get criticism feedback. Respond to it and update on it. Reflect on how I responded to it. Repeat. Tell myself that I want to be the kind of person who handles criticism well. I think that this is a hack that might actually work. Remind myself of what actually matters. For example, random people's broad opinions of me doesn't matter that much. My small projects don't matter that much. My worth isn't determined by how well I perform in various areas. I want to improve. Related, Why you should stop caring what other people think, taming the mammoth, wait but why. Bonus, notes on how to share criticism in ways that make this process easier for the one being criticized. When possible, reframe things as suggestions or ideas rather than criticism. Avoid judgmental language. Criticize a product or a way of doing something, not the person. Just be kind. Explicitly flag the boundaries of the criticism. Say, I think this part of the project is performing poorly, but these other parts seem useful. Express agreement or appreciation for something alongside the criticism. Flag your uncertainty or how polished the criticism is, and whether you're deferring to anyone or whether you might be biased in some way. If you think the person might be getting lots of criticism, consider offering to share the criticism and offering to share it later, if it's not immediately action relevant. Share it privately, unless you think it's important for there to be common knowledge for some reason. Remember that even if it doesn't seem like the person has taken your criticism into account, they might be mulling on it and might, for example, update next time they notice something you pointed out, which they're now on the lookout for. More here, and in other places, supportive skepticism in practice. I'd be grateful for comments, or messages, that share other resources on this topic that people appreciate. I might write more on this in the near future. Really grateful for the comments people shared. I wasn't sure about whether I should share it as a community post or as a short form, or at all, and I'd welcome thoughts on this. For example, you can reach out to the community health team at CEA. When I wrote first this and shared it, someone offered to do this for me less than 3. Thanks for listening. To help us out with the Nonlinear Library or to learn more, please visit nonlinear.org.